I'm Sama Zayn, I'm an alpha in the body.
Wait.
Ibai Lahu. Yeah. So Ibai Lahu. No. What's Ibai Lahu? With how many answers? Two. Oh, always two. Ibai Lahu. New. Osan Ivar. Okay, so now what's the case? So Shua, you're off in the in Soakland, right? And you come across
a limb.
Right, because the animal was shattered apart. You come across a limb. And that would be a great paperweight, wouldn't it? Right, that's a question. What meaning can you use it as a paperweight?
These right. Your dogs.
Rav says what? Rav says, Mutarin, right? The Chadamar. Says what? The Pasuk says? Right, which means?
In the desert.
Okay, well, how does it help us?
No idea.
Rashi.
The Ksuban Mibar,
the Shilach.
Asashir, the Mibar, you send the goat off the mountain.
Into the desert. Into the desert, right?
Is it specifically not saying off the mountain?
Well, no, Vikra Yisirahu.
Vikra Yisirahu, and the Pasuk tells us.
Well, what's extra in the Pasuk? By Midbar. We know where it's going to be. We know previously exactly where it's going. Okay? Come Midbar. Meaning what? Meaning that, don't learn Midbar literally like desert or wilderness. There's a halachic idea of Midbar also, which is that. So what does that mean? Right, meaning that once the Seir is sent down the mountain, knock yourself out. Okay? Okay. Do you like that reason? Wait, do you like that reason? Do you like that reason? Oh, okay, yeah. So Umanda Amar Asurin, right? So I'm sorry, Umanda Amar Asurin, Diksiv, Gezerah, Rashi. Chomer v'Isser. Okay. Chomer v'Isser means what?
The donkey is Asur.
No, well, no. Chamor. That was good, though, Shu. That was good. We missed you the past couple of days. See, this is, the humor element was missing. Yeah, there you go. I only have to deal with Tucker. It's very difficult with his sense of humor. Anyway, problem here. Okay, so sometimes when the Gemara gives reasons, right? There are reasons that you can make use of. But this isn't really giving a reason. This is just saying, well, we have two words in the Torah, Midbar and Gzera. So it's not telling you the rationale. It's just saying what gives him the right to say it's Mutar Nana, that word. What gives him the right to say it's Asar Nana, that word. But that's not giving you the reason, which means that we're left on our own. We have to figure out and posit what the reason is. But that's the first step. The first step to take is, I thought the same exact way. The terminology that came out of my mouth was, well, this sounds like it's a korban, because we know there's a precedent that by korbanos, there's an isser hanah for that which is left over. But then I thought to myself, one second, but what kind of korban is this? Because it sounds right to say it's a korban, and yet it has none of the characteristics that you would ever apply to a korban, right? No shchita, no zrika, none of those things, right? A Yisrael can do it. Okay, so now what's the machlokas with that step in mind? I assume that the easy side to say that what do you call that? I agree, fine. I don't care. I don't even know why. I understand why you're saying the starting point is when he's makdash it, but let's just make it easy. You say that basically, what is it? It's a korban, but it's a deficient korban. Why is it deficient? Because it lacks all the characteristics that every other korban has. So what is it to darshan from the Torah? What? No, that's the chiddush in the Torah. El eretz gzeirah is teaching you what. That's why he needs that drush. He needs to show you. That is what he called. You treat it as a korban. It's going to the fact that it's hekdesh. Right, but I'm saying, but it's part of the system of korbanos. Right. So what are we disagreeing about? Great. No, it's the usher side. It's usher. You say it's usher. What is it? Oh, hold on. That's a good question. But I'm just saying, I'm trying to tie the pasuk in. In other words, when the usher side says el eretz gzera, what's it saying? It's saying that he starts. His starting point is yes. The Kohen Gadol is makdash it, and now it had. And what is he? What is he makdashing? Can't just say it's abstract hekdesh. We give it the definition of being a korban, right? The korban. You're right, but I'm saying it has a. You don't have to say korban. It's just easier for me to think that way. Because even as a thing of hekdesh, it's still bizarre because it doesn't have any of the things you normally would have associated with makdashing an animal. When you makdash an animal, what do you do with it? You give it. It's just a korban. You don't makdash it for anything else other than korban. So. No, they can't. No. No, but they have to be like tzmura. There has to be like a pigeon and stuff like that.
What if I just have a cow for makdash?
What I mean, Zera's telling you that that treat this right as if it has. If you want to say the psas hektish is fine, but treat this way all the way through. Meaning, even though it doesn't fit the normal pattern or what you would expect of such an animal, nonetheless, still treat it that way. Gzeira, be chumer about it. That's what the Gemara is saying. What's the other side though? The other side's trickier. What's the other side saying? That when you're maktish it, what are you doing? You're maktishing it as a seir lazaza, right? Which has no reality in what? Well, is it maktish? Is it hektish? Yeah, the mocha side.
Was it no reality in the world of karma? It's not maktish at all. It's the seir lazaza category.
Right. Okay. Okay.
Is the seir lazaza all stuff to do with Israel or not? Right.
Okay. Right. So the other way, right. But it's interesting, but you don't want to take it, just to be more precise, you don't want to take it out of the Seder of Yom Kippur. In other words, you can exclude it from the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol. But it's still part of the Seder of Yom Kippur. That you can't deny, because it's part of the, and the Torah is listed as part of the...
Part of the Seder was not part of the Avodah.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying, yeah, it's still part of, it's not like just a random thing.
Well, that's why it makes sense to give them the next thing. It's part of the whole Yom Kippur process, not the Avodah.
Agreed, right. So I'm saying, right. So the other way to learn is to say it's really part of the overall state of Yom Kippur. It just, they took it out of the system, of the normative system of Avodah. It was never in. But now that's also, I'd say, in my opinion, that's more intuitive, because if you look at what they did to the animal, right, all those things that are happening really tend to, what do you call it? Where's the weak point in each approach? That's why it was important to look at each weak point. One weak point is to say, well, if I had a choice, it's very intuitive to say that this should not be part of the Avodah Yom Kippur, because it's on the Mikdash. On the other hand, I'd say that it's very bizarre that when the Kohen is taking out the things, and in one action, what does it produce? Well, one animal becomes the other one, not so much. Right, which is odd. It's just, I'm saying, it's strange. So each one has a certain weakness. Okay? But, okay, fine. Okay, good. Next. Bamidbar. Okay, so it says three times the word midbar, right? And if you look in your sheets, right? I think it was there, right? What? That's true, but I have them so nice on this piece of paper. It says in Parak Tezayin, for instance, it says in Pasuk Yud, L'shalach oso la'azazel hamidbara. And it says, then it says Chafalv, V'shilach biad ishiti hamidbara. And then in Chav Beis it says, V'shilach esasir b'amidbar. A lot of mentioning of deserts, okay? So what he's doing is, he's going to say, well, the fact that it mentions three teaches us something, which is what? The rabbis
to include, know the
Givon,
Shiloh,
Ubeis Olamim. Okay, stop. So what does he say? He says, I'll tell you what it's coming to tell you. It's coming to tell you that what's included in the service of Seir Mishdaleach, all the places where what terminology should I use? Not temple, but... What? Avodah service, right. Any makom, any place where the avodah service could take place, you do the Seir Mishdaleach there. Okay? So again, so what do we... Why does that... What? In other words, you would have thought the only place you would ever do Seir Mishdaleach is in the Midbar, right? Right? In fact, if you had only Midbar once, that's what you would think. It's a Midbar phenomenon. So once they enter Eretz Yisrael, over. Kamash Malan, but no. Anywhere where objective sacrificial worship would take place, which are only these makamos, you would do the Seir Mishdaleach. So again, this is very odd. The Havamin is saying, the assumption is saying that the only place you'd ever do Seir Mishdaleach is in the desert, meaning when the Bnei Yisrael sojourned for 40 years. Kamash Malan, no. Even when they went into Eretz Yisrael, every place that set up objective sacrificial worship, they would do Seir Mishdaleach. What's the Hafamina? Why would you think only in the Midbar? Wait, what? It's very simple. The Hafamina is the Seir Mishdaleach was set up as a reaction to the Chet HaEgel.
No, so, a year later.
What?
Why is it special to
this
year? Why would you think it's
people? Maybe you would.
So
I have no problem with that. I'll double down. I'll say yes. The whole system of Avodah. You wouldn't think the Avodah Yom Kippur would exist. No, maybe you do.
Why do we need Bamidbar?
No, because it's telling you that. No, because it's telling you that. It's telling you Bamidbar three times. It's telling you that the entire vote of the Yom, not just the Seir, the whole thing, everything.
Not just Yom Kippur, all of it.
No, because a vote. No. A vote of Yom Kippur was a reaction to the Egel.
I thought all of it.
No, the Mishkan was a system. No, the Mishkan was a system that we need a system of voda. I'm talking about the Yom Kippur voda. Yes, I'm saying that the Avodah Yom Kippur was set up in response to it. It was responsive.
So we're saying we're learning all of Avodah Yom Kippur from the Seir.
No, right. Well, it's in Midbar. He didn't say Seir. Midbar.
Whatever. From the fact that the Seir applies to all.
This is a little trick here. So Gemara says, what about Gzera? The Idach, Hai Gzera. Yeah, the guy who doesn't learn Gzera, what does he do with Gzera? So I'll tell you what he does. This other price, Gzera.
Gzera in
Gzera. No, Gzera. Ain Gzera. Ain Gzera. Doesn't really mean Gzera, rather what? Chatucha. What does Chatucha mean? Rashi. Very from.
Yeah.
Soak?
Yeah. Mountain,
right? Yeah, Chatuch.
I don't know what that means.
You used the word in the explanation.
That's true. It means cut. Bizakifa. You know what Zakifa means? Oh, God.
I know Chatuch. In Gzera. Ella. Dabar.
Hamisgazer. Viyored. Meaning Rashi.
It went.
Okay. Hasair. Hasair. What does that mean?
That it went straight down.
No, and what would happen when it fell on the, as it's going down the incline? So therefore, okay, so the question is, I'm not defining it, but is it the identifier of the makom? Is that what it means? Or is it the thing, it's as it went down, right, the incline was defined by lots of sharp areas?
Well, I mean, if you just threw it down and nothing came incline, it would seem like
the symbolic action. No, it's ready? I told you, you have to be patient. Now the Gemara says, one other possibility. Dabar Acher. Shema. Maisa To, Rashi. What's Maisa To Ham? Rashi says, Ma.
Ma
Kapara, not Kfira, but close. Zeh. No. You just keep reading the next part. Uma Yesh. Biad Sogzeh. The Hoel. Right. So it's like, it's the anti-Shua. Guy comes along and says, one second, like, you're trying to tell me that the seer actually carries the sins and this is some sort of magic trick here that you throw out the tzok and everything's forgiven? What kind of thing is that? Notice, by the way, that's something that a person would normally ask. So what's the answer? The Gemara says, unbelievable. Tamal Omar, Ani Hashem. Can you read it though? Ani Hashem.
I am Hashem.
This is the Roth answer, okay? Ani Hashem, Ani Hashem. The Har Behen. This is the most satisfying answer to the child. Right, don't start chasing after that. Okay, but let's get serious for a second. What's the implication from this right off the bat? What kind of halacha is this? A chok, right? I mean, clearly it's implying it's a chok, right? So chokish, right? But it is a funny thing because it's interesting. Like, if you think about it today.
I didn't define this part at all.
That's it. But I'm saying those are the two things I focus on. Either you're going to tell me to din in the makom is really revealing the fact of what's going to happen to the animal versus saying that in the incline down by it being jagged, right? Like Rosh says, the sky's very barn, barn, it's going to rip it apart. That's the process. Okay?
Is it being jagged or being a cliff versus a hill?
Day of Yom Kippur is really the halachic expression of tshuva, right? That's what, okay, but you have a problem though. So remember, now one problem is people don't see the system working, right? What? Right, that's a possible distortion. So for example, the idea of the string is a good solution for that, but in general, the problem is we're removed from that institution. That's one end, but that's for the people who believe this is kapara, and say that they need a little security to know that it's working. But there's another end of the spectrum, right? What's the other problem? Why? Right, in other words, I think that's the other group. The other group is going to say, well, one second, if you're telling me this is really the expression of tshuva in a halachic sense, but how does this work? There's no tie. There's no tie between my, what do you call it, between this seer going off and how kapara works, right? How tshuva works. You don't see anything in that specific phenomenon that lends itself to, at least by the Kohen Gadol, he comes out, what is he? He's an Hashem, chatasi, right? He's etc. There's something you can relate to. What are you going to relate to here? It's really bizarre. Not bizarre religious words, right? What? Well, but that's, we're not philosophers, though. We want to be. Right, you understand what I'm saying, though? In other words, what I'm saying is that I think what the Gemara is mentioning is the saying that there's the other end of the spectrum. There's always two extremes, of course, or just came through.